Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
2024 NFL Draft is in the books. We have every single pick made. From the first round to the seventh in all compensatory picks. But there was one on day one on Thursday that caught everybody off guard, and for a good reason. And it's hard to put words to it because Michael Penix, to me, was my favorite quarterback in this draft. Like, as far as like being able to be a starter and play immediately in this league, he, to me, looks like the most like ready, not needing as much development or time to develop in the league like some of these other quarterbacks may be. So I was excited to see where he went. One, I was excited because I didn't have to, he was a Washington quarterback, so I didn't have to hate him anymore.
Of course.
I can actually, start talking about him, you know, objectively and not be so, hating against him because he was pissing me off for the whole entire year. But as far as teams for him to go to that did not make sense, it was the Atlanta Falcons. And sure enough, at number 8, they drafted Michael Penix.
Top 10.
Yeah, I mean, top 10, which again, I'm not upset about. I believe him. I believe that he is that good to be a top 10 quarterback. I've been saying that since last season in college football. It's like, dude, the way that he plays in the pocket and has that comfortability in the pocket, he is definitely a top 10 draft pick to me. But as far as situations for him to go, why Atlanta? Why, you just signed Kirk Cousins to all this money for 2 years at least with the guaranteed money. And Michael Penix, again, he is ready to play right now. He is ready to take over the reins for some other team right now, I believe, and start getting those reps in to see if he is an NFL quarterback. So not only did you use a first-round pick on him that you're not going to see him play for maybe 2 to 3 years, maybe longer, and the coach even said for the Atlanta Falcons, if he doesn't play for 4 or 5 years, that's great because that means that we're doing great at the quarterback position. It's like, well, okay, if you're trying to win now and trying to be one of the best teams in the NFC, you're doing that by signing Kirk Cousins. Wouldn't you want to get a player that will help you win now, like a receiver? Your defense was kind of crappy last year. Maybe someone on the defensive end, Raheem Morris, you are a defensive coach. I don't know. All crazy thoughts to me. So this Michael Penix pick, I think this is the consensus. Everybody is confused by it.
When it happened, I think we all kind of had the same collective shock.
Why?
Not necessarily why, because for me, there wasn't a big why there. Number one, let's be real. This is probably the most respect we've given Kirk Cousins ever. most people look at Kirk Cousins and say he's overrated. Overrated. Can't get it done. He's, you know, can't win in prime time. He's got one playoff win. Like,
good but not great.
Good, exactly. Good but not great at all. This is the most reverence that we've ever given Kirk Cousins by saying, like, oh, you just paid him all this money and he's going to come. Other than that, like, let's be real. He's coming off an Achilles injury. An Achilles is tough to recover from for any sport. You're 35, coming off an Achilles injury, and they expect you to play out that $140 million contract, 90 of which is guaranteed. They really expected him to play for another 5 years.
Well, like, I would think so, because they gave him that contract and all that money.
Which was crazy. So that was the first question you asked yourself, is why the hell would Atlanta give Kirk Cousins all that money, and especially all that guaranteed money? It makes sense for them to draft, if you got a 35-year-old quarterback who's been injured over the last little bit, it makes sense for you to draft a quarterback. We didn't think it'd be Michael Penix, and we didn't think it'd be a top 10 pick, you know, all of a sudden. However, you're getting a man. Michael Penix Jr. is, what, 26 years old? How old is he?
He is, what is it, 24?
24?
Jordan, I know that you guys are talking about this on Dirt and Sprague. Is he 23?
He just turned 24.
Gotcha.
So just Michael turned Penix. 24. Let's say, and I don't think Kirk Cousins is going to play out that 5 years that he's been paid for. I say he probably gets maybe two. Maybe two in between there. And by then, hopefully Michael Penix would have learned enough to go in and take over. But yeah, it was a head scratcher, because I don't think initially that's what they needed in the first round. I thought they needed some help with the pass rush. And I thought that would have been maybe a smarter move. But when you've got a guy like Michael Penix Jr., like, and you've got an aging, injured quarterback, like, I understand why they took him. Like, I mean, what other quarterback were you going to take? And then there's no guarantee that there might have been serviceable quarterback into the second and third round.
Well, there wasn't. I mean, I think it was a record from when Bo Nix was selected to, I think, Spencer Rattler. It was the most consecutive picks without a quarterback. So, I mean, that gap was big enough. But again, you didn't need a backup quarterback. You didn't need to draft one of these top six quarterbacks, to me. Like, it just doesn't make sense from where you are at as a franchise and finding your franchise quarterback for what you hope is the future. Like, I understand the insurance aspect of it, but again, like, Michael Penix is ready now. So what, he's not going to play until he's 26, 27, and you're going to pay him you're going to give him first round, eighth overall pick money for however many years for him not to play? Well, and then when he finally gets out there and starts playing, like, what if he is as advertised?
I mean, they're
now you got to go into this contract, this second contract, and pay him out. And after not having playing for 2-3 years, well, like,
they're taking their chances on an injured 35-year-old quarterback. So I don't know if age really matters to them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Like that at this point. Like if we're being honest, like I think a lot of teams would have looked at Kirk Cousins' age and looked at the injury that he's coming off of and said, I don't know if we're going to give you that much money. We can see about 90 for a few years, but I don't think we're going to give you that much money for whatever reasons. Because when the Falcons did it, I think we were all kind of given the same Michael Penix Jr. Treatment. We were all like, what? You gave Kirk Cousins what?
I think there was
how much is guaranteed?
I mean, as far as the money goes, it was when it came out, I was like, wow, that is a lot of money, but
okay, but
it's a lot of money for Kirk Cousins too. And I'm probably the only person here that actually likes Cousins.
But that was their plan. And honestly, I will agree that I've kind of been knocking on Cousins when the quarterback series came out on Netflix, you know, his whole like new age ways of trying to like get his body recovered. I kind of think some of that's like not voodoo, but it's just like, dude, study more film, like stop. I'm not the hugest fan of Kirk Cousins, but what I am not even bigger of a fan of is the inconsistent message from your team. If you are going to go this way being sign Kirk Cousins, give him a huge bag without telling everybody until after the draft, oh, you know what? We have a Jordan Love type of situation in our minds with the 35-year-old quarterback we just gave a bunch of money and brought him in, which, by the way, that wasn't the Jordan Love situation. Aaron Rodgers had already won you a Super Bowl, so I don't know why you're bringing up those comparisons. And the second reason that comparison is wrong is because the Packers drafted Jordan Love, what, at 20, 21 out of Utah State? He was much younger, and I'm not trying to hamper on age, but it is worth pointing out that if this 4 or 5 year plan that they're trying to state is going to happen, which it's kind of hilarious at this point. They're literally trying to sit on the fence and ride both sides. If that's going to happen, Michael Penix won't be 27, 28 until he starts, right? Jordan Love just started his first year in the NFL full-time, 24 years old. He turned 25 during the season. It just doesn't line up. I'm not trying to hamper on age, but it doesn't make sense that you would waste a high draft pick when you could have had the best receiver or the second best receiver in the draft for Kirk Cousins to throw to. You said, Rashad, off the air, he needs an edge rusher, or Atlanta does. There's just multiple positions that you need in Atlanta. None of this makes sense to me, and their fans have a right to be pissed.
Well, yeah, I mean, you had, like, Dallas Turner available, the kid from UCLA, Leatu Latu, mm-hmm. like, who people are saying was the best edge rusher. Like, they were there. I mean, maybe an offensive lineman? Hell. I mean, there was just so many other needs for Atlanta, for a team that finished 7-10 last year, and where offense, it was like you were a quarterback away. So now you have two.
Yeah, I think Atlanta knows what we know, is that Kirk Cousins.
But then why give him all that money?
That's where my question is.
I don't know. I think because I feel like they felt like they had to. And again,
within like
that was the first thing. So,
within like 60 days, so, you're already just like,
so again, if you're looking to lose your job, look no further than the general manager of the Atlanta Falcons. Because again, you gave Kirk Cousins a lot of money. A lot of money, and then turned around months later and then spent what's going to be a significant amount of money for a first round top 10 quarterback that you're going to spend as well. Like, they needed a name. They needed somebody to make them forget about the crappy season that Atlanta had, or the crappy few seasons that Atlanta has had. And Kirk Cousins gave them a little pride, or a little. And I think that you were hoping to get stuff to go with Kirk Cousins, but instead you called yourself building for the future. They don't have to draft a quarterback for the next couple of years because they know they got their guy in Michael Penix. And who's to say he goes to camp and Michael Penix isn't better than Kirk Cousins? We've seen it before.
The Seahawks quarterback here.
And then a guy named Russell Wilson
came and used
took his spot.
A third, fourth round pick on Russell Wilson? Like, if there was
talking
something
about
to
Matt Flynn.
Matt Flynn, thank you. Yeah. Like,
a lot of less money, by the way. That was like a $30 million contract.
But it was huge
maximum.
At that time. It was like, man, that's for Matt Flynn, word?
Compared to 100 guaranteed $1 million. That there was a different air, and they were giving money to running backs.
Matt Flynn contract was
NFL.
3 years, $20 million.
Thank you, 20. Yeah, not even 30.
With 10 of it guaranteed. Like, this would be egregious mismanagement if they signed Cousins and then they get into training camp and they're like, oh my God, Michael Penix is running laps around him. Well, Kirk,
we don't see that happening.
I guarantee that Kirk Cousins is your day one starter and will start the entire season as long as injuries don't happen. You are paying him $90 million.
Oh, he's
guaranteed.
Going to, he's going to start.
Yeah.
Like, you're paying him to. It would, 90 of it is guaranteed to. You have to start him.
So
you're screwed either way. Like, you got to play him.
And that's why I just, none of it makes sense. Like,
and you can't trade him because who wants that contract?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.